Toyota has just given Detroit's big three automakers their best chance ever at winning back the hearts, minds, and wallets of the American consumer. We ought to know within the next few months whether Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors are up to the job. Japanese automakers have been systematically beating Detroit since the 1970s, and they've been doing so largely because of one main feature, quality. 20 years ago, when I was living in another state, I bought a Honda Accord. The reliability of that car was so far superior to the Buick and Oldsmobile I previously owned, it was hard for me to even consider a domestic vehicle after that. Multiply that experience a million times, and you'll see why the big three landed on the rocks. But now it's Toyota's turn to have their cars suffer from one of the most frightening safety issues imaginable. Cars which accelerate out of control without warning, threatening to kill the drivers. Worse, Toyota's handling of this has been a PR disaster of almost unbelievable proportions. Corporate headquarters in Tokyo has alternated between stonewalling, denials, and confusion. This week, Jim Lentz, the president of Toyota Motor Sales in America, testified before Congress in what was the worst such performance I can ever remember. Barely a year ago, the press attacked the heads of the big three for their clumsy performance testifying before Congress when they were close to bankruptcy. Toyota's main man in this country made GM's Rick Wagner look like a combination of Einstein and Shakespeare. Over and over again, Lentz displayed appalling ignorance of things he had to have known he'd be asked. When did Toyota first hear about the sudden acceleration problem? John Dingell asked him. I don't know the answer to that, Lentz said. Well, when was the first recall? He didn't know that either. How many complaints had Toyota gotten? You guessed it. He didn't know. But what everyone will remember most is an exchange that belongs in a textbook of how not to do public relations. Toyota's man was asked if the recalls the company has finally issued to fix sticky accelerator pedals and floor mats would fix the problem. Not totally, he said. That ought to inspire consumer confidence. One can just see the comedy routines coming, featuring men lining up to buy new Toyotas as gifts for their mothers-in-law. Toyota executives used to say their fear was that they would expand so fast they would become General Motors, by which they meant an unresponsive company with serious quality control issues. Now that seems to have happened. The real question for Detroit's automakers, however, is how they will use this enormous gift that has been dropped in their lap. Will they find a way to capitalize on it, to inform consumers across the country of their vastly improved safety and reliability records? Will they be able to persuade millions of Californians who long ago stopped buying American to give Detroit Iron another try? Clearly, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who may now have second thoughts about buying a Toyota Camry or Corolla. But will they buy Chevy Impalas or Ford Fusions instead? Or will they switch to Honda Accords? The answer may tell us a lot about our automakers' ability to compete in the 21st century.